from the Career Opportunities Archives. This is Career Opportunities, the high-tech career handbook for July 8th, 2005. Today's column, Don't, Can't, Won't. One frustrating aspect of a high-tech career is clients who ask for your advice and guidance, but, for whatever reason, never seem to heed it. In these cases, I found three distinct classifications. There are those who don't listen, some who can't listen, and others who simply won't listen. While dealing with each of these three types has its unique challenges, it is the last one that seems to cause all the problems. If you run into clients who won't listen, your career could be in for some very difficult times. The most common type of high-tech client are the ones that simply don't listen. You can remind them about backups, upgrades, and the importance of virus protection, but they never seem to internalize it. They're always too busy or too disorganized to take your advice. Yet, in the end, they do understand the importance of it. While they can be frustrating to deal with, you can make some small, slow progress over time. After enough repetition, or, worse still, a major data loss, these clients will find out the importance of what you've been preaching all these years. Your job is to make it as easy as possible for them to help themselves. Automated upgrades, backups, and more are the key to keeping them on track, even when they may not be thinking about maintaining their computer. There will be times when you'll have to bail them out, but overall, your relationship should be, and remain, a good one. In your high-tech travels, you'll also encounter those who can't take your advice. They want to do the right thing, but they're constrained by lack of finances or lack of authority over purchasing. Perhaps they inherited an old computer from work or a family member. Replacing that system just isn't an option sometimes. Also, in small companies, the financial pressures may be too great to make large capital investments until some form of income is created. Here, too, you can still be effective. You can try to maintain some basic level of functionality until the machine can be replaced or newer equipment can be handed down to the user. Just as in the case above, the user isn't ignoring your advice out of spite. They simply don't have the capability to use your advice at the current time. This is important to remember. Many of my clients originally started out as this type, but have since gone on to become wonderful clients who regularly take my advice and act on it. As noted above, it's those clients that won't listen where the biggest problems arise for high-tech workers. Often, unknowingly, we can find ourselves engaged with a client who seems to want your advice, but they really want something else. They might listen to your advice and then do the exact opposite. They might ask you to constantly justify your advice in 100 different ways while never actually implementing it. They can take joy in debating every technical issue with you, no matter how small, and yet never utilize a single thing they learn from these discussions. So why would someone hire you and then ignore your advice? Here are a few possibilities. The yes man. Sometimes a client only wants someone else to agree with them. This could be to impress upper management, silence critics, or simply calm their own worries. Of course, the moment you don't confirm their opinions or try to develop a different, more effective approach, it could be the end of the working relationship. You're not there to give your opinion. You're only there to say yes. The scapegoat. Some clients may hire you to be a scapegoat or fall guy in order to protect their own position within a company. Then, when a given project or technology fails, you'll be the first one to blame. It matters little whether they heeded your advice or not. You'll be the one who's turned out. As an outside consultant, it's very difficult to know what is being said about you behind closed doors or around the water cooler. Your own client could be the one selling you out so they don't lose their job in the crash. The ego builder. Sometimes clients will bring you in to assuage their own ego. Having a bevy of consultants working for you is almost better than more employees. You don't have the rights or costs of a regular employee, so in some cases you can be more easily added to the payroll. constantly overruling your advice to implement their own ideas also helps to prove that they're even more worthwhile to the company, keeping all those consultants in check. Of course, as in all these scenarios, you could find yourself out of a job at a moment's notice. Once you become a liability, or your client is found out, it will all be over. As you can see from these examples, dealing with the don't and can't clients is a regular part of your job. Both you and the client can still benefit greatly, even if the situation isn't perfect. Dealing with won't clients, on the other hand, is to be avoided at all costs. The results to your work and your entire career can be disastrous. Be aware of these clients and watch for the warning signs. If you see yourself as the yes man, the scapegoat, or the ego builder, it's time to get out. Any other action could be putting your high-tech career at risk. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip on our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website. This show is a production of WelchWrite.com, WelchWrite.com.